Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Amy Staton of Bath County was named recipient of the 2013 Kentucky Farm Bureau Women's Educational Grant for $1,500, announced a few days back at the group's annual meeting in Louisville.
It is for non-traditional female students, those women who have left school for job responsibilities, family responsibilities, and then have decided to return to school.
After receiving a bachelor's and master's in veterinary technology and leaving Morehead State in 2005, Staton returned in 2008 to begin work on a doctorate, also assuming a few other duties.
My role is a veterinary technologist. I am an instructor, and my emphasis is in veterinary radiology, animal husbandry, and surgical nursing. So I do have teaching responsibilities on top of the everyday animal responsibilities as well.
The vet tech program at Morehead, she says, has been strong and continues to grow.
We have been accredited by the AVMA since 1977. We do have a limit that we take per year because we do feel that the teacher-student ratio is one of our strong points. So we only allow 40 new students each year, and we have 1 to 2 instructors per lab period.
In her spare time, she helps her husband with their commercial beef herd in Bath County. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back with Amy Staton on the staff of Morehead State's Veterinary Technology Program. She says they take only second-year students with their basic math and science courses behind them.
We found that our retention rate is much higher when we require that the incoming freshmen take a year of college courses first before entering the program.
They have animal herds on Morehead's farm, beef, horses, pigs, and sheep on which to deal with large animal veterinary needs. They have a unique way to give students experience with small animal care, working with local shelters.
They'll need vaccinations, anything from heartworm treatments, spay neuters. So whatever their situation is, we take care of and get a total new group of animals the following week. So it's very rewarding for us and our students.
A snapshot there of Morehead's Veterinary Technology Program and of staff member Amy Staton. And if all goes well, she'll have her doctorate by this spring. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.